I'd like to say good evening to everyone.
Good evening.
Glad to be back on this evening to worship God and to share again in a portion of God's holy word, which will give us the strength to continue in his word, that we may be able to see him in that beautiful place that we call heaven. And this evening, for a few moments, I'd like to share a sermon that is entitled, Jesus Was in the Beginning with God. Jesus was in the beginning with God. And to open up our lesson, I'd like to read the Gospel of John, chapter number 1, and verses 1 through 14. In verse number 1, the Word of God says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Verse 14 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And this afternoon, we'd like to share a message. Jesus was in the beginning with God, and he is still with God on his right-hand side. And we should understand that Jesus Christ must be understood and acknowledged as God in the flesh, or God in human form. Because to save man from his sins and to bring him back into fellowship with God, God sent his son Jesus Christ as a man in fleshly form for the purpose of destroying sin in the flesh. And we find this to be true when we consider the prophecy of Isaiah in Isaiah chapter number 7 and verse number 14. In Isaiah chapter number 7 and in verse number 14, the Bible says, "Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." And again, when we go to the New Testament and we find this prophecy being put into action in Matthew chapter number 1 and verses number 18 through verses 23, where the Bible also says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, there she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And this is the premise that Jesus was in the beginning with God. We also find that Jesus Christ has always been in existence. Jesus Christ has always been in existence. As we studied this morning concerning the religion of Islam, Jesus Christ was not a created being by God, because Jesus Christ has always been in existence, because Jesus was in the beginning with God. The birth of Mary's firstborn child, Jesus, does not mark the beginning of Jesus's existence. I'll say that again. The birth of Mary's firstborn child was not the mark of his beginnings. In Revelation chapter number 1 and verse number 8, we learn that Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. In verse 8 of Revelation chapter 1, Jesus says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. That says it all. So we have to realize that God, in the beginning, was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, as we read in our lesson text. In the beginning, before God created the heavens and the earth and all that's therein, the Word was present with God. In John chapter number 1 and verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. In 1 John chapter number 1 and verses 1 through 3, the Apostle John describes Jesus as the Word of life. In 1 John chapter number 1 and verses 1 through 3, we find these words: That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the Word of life. For the life was manifested as we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. And verse 3 says, That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ definitely was in the beginning with God. He is the Son of God. Also, we find in 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, the Word of God reveals those that bear witness in heaven, and one of them is the Word, which is Jesus Christ. Also in John chapter number 8, in verses 56 through 59, the Jews show their disbelief in the divinity of Jesus Christ. When Jesus told the Jews that Abraham rejoiced to see his day and saw it and was glad and told that it existed before Abraham. Because the Jews had accused Jesus as Jesus with blasphemy. Because in his teachings, he taught that he is the Son of God. We find in John chapter number 8, beginning at verse number 56, Jesus says, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passing by." So we see that the Jews basically thought Jesus was crazy. Because in order for him to be before Abraham, in their minds, he would have to be really, really old. And he did not look that old to them. So they basically thought he just lost his mind. And they wanted to stone him. But the fact of the matter was that the Jews didn't recognize that he is the Son of God, that he was in the beginning with God, way before Abraham was born. So his statements that he said was true. It was true. These Jews just didn't believe that Jesus Christ is God. In John chapter 1 and verse number 3, the sword of the Spirit teaches us that all things were made by Jesus Christ. All things were made by Jesus Christ. Everything that was created was made by him. So we learn that Jesus Christ is the Creator God. In John chapter number 1 and verse 3, the Word of God says, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." And that makes perfect sense to us when we remember the words of Genesis chapter number 1 and verse number 26. When the Word of God teaches us, when God said, "Let us make man in our own image." In Genesis chapter number 1, in verse number 26, we find those words. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, the Word of God says, "And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish and the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." And when we talk about God in this passage, we're talking about Jesus, because Jesus is the Creator God. Jesus is the Creator God. This means that Christ is our Creator. And this is confirmed throughout the Word of God. We find in Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse number 9. in Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse number 9, the Bible says, "And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ." Also in Colossians chapter number 1, in Colossians chapter number 1, beginning at verse number 12, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature." And in verse 16, we like to highlight where it says, "For by him were all things created. For by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence." And that's talking no other than Jesus Christ, because he made all things. He was in the beginning with God. Also in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 1, in Hebrews chapter number 1, and verses 1 and 2, we find this to be confirmed also. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verses 1 and 2, "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, have in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds." He made the worlds. Also, we learn that the Word, Jesus Christ, was made flesh. The Word, Jesus Christ, was made flesh. Through the power of God, the Word was made flesh when the Holy Spirit overshadowed a virgin named Mary. And that which was conceived of Mary was the Word. It was Jesus Christ, the Son of God. If we turn to Luke chapter number 1, in Luke chapter number 1, and verses 26 through 35, this is outlined. In Luke chapter number 1, and verse 26, God says, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. We call that the incarnation of Christ, being born in the flesh so that Jesus could experience everything that we go through, yet without sin, therefore being the perfect sacrifice for each and every sin that we commit. And that's a great blessing. John the Baptizer was sent from God to bear witness of the light of Jesus Christ and to prepare the way of the Lord. In John, back in our lesson text, in John chapter number 1, beginning at verse number 6, the Bible says, There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So we find that John was to bear witness. John was to point to who Jesus was. This is that light that all of us must walk in to be forgiven of our sins. We find in John chapter number 3 and verse number 16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse 18, He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifested, that they are wrought of God. And that's the light that we're talking about, that John was witnessing to and pointing to. And that's the light that you and I should follow. In 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 7, in 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 7, the Bible says, But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So that is the light that we need to gravitate towards, that light that will save us from our sins if we decide to walk in that wonderful light. Even though the world was made by Christ, the world did not know him. the world did not know Jesus. And even his own people, the Jews, rejected him. The Jews rejected him. In our lesson text of John 1 in verse number 10, the Bible says he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Jesus made the world, but the world did not embrace him. They rejected him. But Jesus went for all of those that rejected him. And that's why we need to believe in the Christ, the Son of God, because he has the power to make us the sons of God, as we continue to read on in verse 12. But as many as receive him, talking about Jesus, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. But of God. And we see in verse 14 the culmination of what we're talking about this evening. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And this is the life that Jesus Christ came down to this earth to live. He lived a perfect life. He suffered the cruelest death upon the cross for each and every one of our sins. And that was a great weight to pay, but he paid that price for us, that we could have fellowship with him, that we could be reunited with him. And this evening, if you are not reunited with God at this point in your lives, we want to encourage you to come to Jesus Christ. We want to encourage you to come to the Father through Jesus Christ the Son by believing on Jesus Christ, the Son of God, which was in the beginning with God, by repenting of your past sins, by confessing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and being baptized for the remission of your sins. If you stand in the need of prayers of the church, we beg you to come. We beg you to make your request made known unto God as we all stand and sing.